bit gangster. Unfortunately, I don't think anyone can hear you, mate. No, I'm working on it. They can hear me, so I can at least tell them that you probably can't hear Jack or Joe at the minute, but I'm working on it. And this is why we should have started earlier.
Damn it, Joe. Why the fuck weren't you on time?
What are you talking about, mate? I was here before you were, you know, bastard.
Mate, stop. Stop talking trash.
Sorry. Sorry, my laptop's a bit slow. I started up at 20 past 8. Do one, mate. Fucking twat.
At least I have a laptop.
Oh, look at me. My other half is extremely wealthy. Fuck off, mate.
Truth.
Yeah.
Speak the tea, brother.
Suck a dick. Suck a dick.
Listen, mate. Look.
What? What? What do you want?
No room for this hostility.
What hostility?
Right. We're brothers, okay? Doesn't matter if Dan turned up late. You know, we're okay with it.
Dan's not obviously going to turn up late, is he?
I thought that's what we were talking about. Dan's tardiness.
No, do you want...
No. I was there on time, wasn't I?
I'm talking about you. You. I'd love to fucking hear with you, mate. Ear with you.
Oh, where is it, mate?
Luckily, I'm such an average producer that I've managed to fix it and we're good, I think.
Hey! Can they hear me now?
They've been able to hear you two having a lover's tiff for the last few minutes. Derek said, sick. Stop bickering, bitches.
Fuck off, Derek.
Derek, look, put your dick in your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Stop touching yourself, watching at me and, you know, your two favourite lads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And stop doing it in front of Jacob as well, because that's severely fucked him up. All right. You are banned. Stream has been cancelled.
Cancelled.
No, wait. So this is episode. This is season 2, episode 2.
Well done.
22. Yeah. Yeah. And we are going into another very, very prestigious business idea.
Okay. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Got another one.
Yeah. I have another one, right? And before you say, oh, I hope this isn't another tampons for dogs fiasco.
Hang on, wait, just before you get into that, Dan, you all right, mate? How's your week, lad?
Hey, I was literally just about to say that.
Shh. How's your week, Dan?
Yeah, it's all right, Joe, thanks.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks.
Carry on, Jack. What are you saying?
Come on. That's all right, mate. That's fine. Look, all I was doing was, you doesn't matter. Joe?
Yeah.
You alright?
What a cock.
How's your week been, mate? How's your week been?
It's been alright, mate. Yeah. Get my hair cut tomorrow, haven't I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need one.
Oh, good burn.
Yeah.
My fucking emotions are destroyed.
You don't have any emotions.
That you know of.
that you know of.
I hide them from everybody so they don't get hurt. Idiot. That's a smart move.
What are you drinking?
Yeah.
Right, so.
What are you drinking, actually?
Apple and blackcurrant squash.
Nice.
Not sponsored.
I'm on whiskey and ginger beer.
Oh, check you out.
I am on.
Daddy Big Bollocks over here.
Black Stripe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Good one. Go on.
Cheers. Cheers, gents.
Cheers.
My Ribena's all the way over there.
Ribena.
Apple and blackcurrant, sorry. That's what it is.
So.
Yes.
We all, as mostly men, mostly men have this issue. I'd say some dirty skets have it too, but... when you find yourself going to the potty, right, the loo.
Oh, fuck me. Why?
And you're having a poo. I was thinking about this the other day.
Right? Okay.
Were you taking a poo at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I wasn't actually. No, I did think about it afterwards, but the reason I went to the toilet is because I had an itchy bum hole. So naturally, I go back to the toilet to give it a put. You know, you see, I don't know what other people do, but I twist a bit of loo roll, right, and then I fold it, and then I use that to push into the ring. And then I wiggle it around to scratch said itch, right? So, and then I flush out, right? So
you could say it's like a tampon for a man.
Well, no, it's a scratching device.
A scratch pom.
Yeah, no, but that isn't even the idea.
Oh, like, Jesus Christ!
The way to get rid of the itch has already been solved, but the way that we prevent the itch.
It's wiping properly.
Listen, Dan, right? Not all of us shave our buttholes, okay? Right? I can see you with a bleached bumhole, you know.
Well, that's not a shaved bumhole, though, is it?
No!
The drapes do match the curtains, yeah.
Shave. A lot of weird people shave their bumholes, and I don't get it, okay? Right? It keeps it warm down there during the winter time.
Does it need to be any warmer down there?
Are you going outside in the fucking snow or something?
Just dragging your ass across this mountains of snow. Like a dog with worms.
Look!
Like a dog on its period.
Right, is that people have this issue. People have the issue. Itchy bum holes is an issue. Mm. Right? And sometimes it's not because of just sweat. It's because, admittedly, I don't always wipe my ass correctly. But skidders are a joke towards men in general, so we all get them. It's fine. There's nothing to be ashamed about. All right. We obviously weren't taught right by our parents on how to wipe our buttholes, but that's only because they were afraid of us being taken off them. All right. But I would have been fine with them teaching me how to wipe my ass. Right. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm coming off track here, but
yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you go off the wagon. Yep.
So what I've got is to be fitted to
a toilet.
I wasn't sure on this part. This part is the only bit that I'm a bit iffy on, is where to place the mirror that you're gonna check your bumhole with. So the mirror I was thinking would be on the floor.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you wipe, and then once you think you're done, you can then squat over the thing to take a look at your bumhole. Check if it's done. If it's not, you get the rest of it, and then you look at it and you think, huh, clean bumhole. Job done.
Yeah.
You don't have to go back. There's gonna be no itchiness there.
So your product's a mirror.
Look, Dan, I think you've missed the point here.
But it's not exactly inventive, is it?
Yeah, it's basically you want to put a mirror on the floor. To check your bumhole to make sure that you've...
Before, I wanted to cut a tampon in half, okay? Now, people have a problem with me putting a mirror on the floor. No, it's not just going to be a regular mirror. It'll be like a floor mirror that you can stand on.
There's devious reasons for this, isn't there? Let's be honest. You're not that interested in seeing... Like, you can just see by... Like, you could check the paper and you could see if it comes out clean, then job done, in my opinion.
But are you like going like right up in there? Because you might have leakage.
Like,
and if you're squatting,
I think you need to change your diet
a little bit.
If you've finished wiping and you're still running out afterwards, there's a genuine medical concern, I think.
So I'm asking the viewers.
Asking.
I'm asking Derek, who's wanking in front of his kids. This is a good idea, and I have no idea why nobody has taken the reins of it yet.
Jack, all you're doing is putting a mirror on the floor. It's not a fucking, like...
What if I put it in the toilet? What if I make toilets that are mirrors? Mirror toilet.
Might be on something there. I reckon, like, There'd be a market for that. Not for the reason you're pitching them.
What, just looking at your junk?
I think people want to see themselves shit.
Not
all people, but there'll be some people. Alex James has asked, isn't this the opposite of a mirror on the ceiling above your bed?
Well, no. No, do you have a mirror on? Who asked that question?
Alex James, and before you cuss him out, he's followed it up with, "I kind of dig this idea," which I assume is the mirror toilet, because he looks like a fucking pervert.
Right, listen, it's not a pervy thing, right? If anything, it's like when you're standing in front of the mirror naked and you think, you know, I'm gonna look at my dick for a bit. Excellent, you know, it's one of those things. You don't look. You know, you don't look at your dick for too long, but you look at it just to make sure everything's right and it's there and stuff.
But that's not checking if you've finished wiping your shit.
I can't look at myself naked because it gives me night terrors.
Listen, right? I know. Look. How many people, they use something that's already invented to put... I know I'm just putting a mirror on the floor. I'm not fucking stupid. But it's the use of the mirror. People have mirrors. Look, people have mirrors on the, you know, in the cupboard that they use for the toothpaste and the whatnot, right? Or they have it mounted on the wall. You're not going to lift that off and then check your bum hole, like. And some girls, they talk that, you know when they're going through, like, you know.
Did you just assume their genders, mate?
Well, if they're not, they're males with vaginas.
Fuck's sake. Richard Pugh, he's got a solution to your issue. He thinks you just need to invest in a bidet.
No.
Why wouldn't... not? So I'm with Richard on this. Like, if you could jet wash your ass rather than squat over a mirror and check that you've cleaned it, then why not jet wash your ass?
Yeah, but this is also helping fat people as well, because when they're like... You know, it's helping them squat down. It's keeping old people...
I thought he was going to say it's helping fat people see their dick.
No.
See, now that's an invention.
But you still wouldn't be able to see past your gut.
Look, this is the beauty of this invention, though. It's all of these things.
It's not. It's still only a mirror. It's not an invention. Someone else claimed that years ago, mate. Alex, although initially was receptive to your pitch, has now said, couldn't you just use your phone camera? Decent zoom on photos too.
Yeah, but do you want to get any...
I mean, do you want to get shit on your bathroom floor? That's not particularly pleasant either.
Well, I mean, what if you get the shit? Like, what if you accidentally, you know, you go a bit too close? I've tried it with my phone before, taking a picture of my bumhole, because I had a spot. Don't matter. No, but I had to do it because Abby refused to look at it, so I had to look at it myself.
I do not blame her at all.
I think I've still got the picture on her, actually. I can't show it on there, can I?
You cannot, no. Interestingly, Derek says that you're talking sense for once.
You are, sorry?
Derek thinks that Jack's actually talking sense for once. Although he would like to add that he didn't wank in front of his children, only in front of his floor mirror. So Derek's already got one, so it's already been invented.
Oh, okay.
It's already been invented, mate.
Yes, and Derek doth protest too much. But yeah. No,
I found 10p.
If anyone wants to donate to Joe, you can now.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Please, yeah. I think it's like streamlabs.com/hatredtheory. You can donate.
For like a penny a month, I could eventually afford a Freddo.
You can sponsor a Joe for £1 a month. We'll send you weekly updates.
That was mean.
No. Joe's Twin Peaks are actually coming down a little bit.
Joe had his top off while we were setting up before you got.
Oh man!
Before you got in, and
this guy.
I did. I had to comment that he shed some timber. To be fair to the lad.
Shed some timber. Speaking of shedding timber,
right?
Yes.
Back to the idea. That's it.
Sick. Jack? Yes. I'm going to say this to you now, mate. Like, I think it's a fucking awful idea. No one's going to buy it. How much are you going to sell it for?
Well, I mean, I'm not very good at math, but they're obviously, like, right, what I've thought of, right, was the first with the tampons was there's already factories that make said, you know, tampons.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is change up a few things, right? And then with
sorry,
the mirror thing, yeah, they make you know, loads of different mirrors, you know, ones that do like the 3x and the 4x scope thing. What, not scope, but you know, you don't look through it.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So the zoom, oh, the magnification. Hey.
Hey. Look at you getting all big with your words.
Oh, I'm going to get a sticker for that. No, but you know, if you wanted a 3x or a 4x or a 5x, because, you know, either you're poor sighted or you're just really in depth. Then, you know, you can get one of those. But, like, the way I was going to do it was, like, with new build houses. So with the new build houses, it would come as an extra, right? And then
he's got it up. It's got mirrors.
Sorry,
up.
Joe, I've just had to...
No, I know you've got mirrors. Look, I know that mirrors exist. What do you mean? What are you doing?
I'm just struggling to see what you're pitching. I was hoping to put this up. I was hoping to do it more covert.
Go down, because halfway down there, why are you looking on B&Q as well, you weirdo?
Well,
go on something normal. Like, go down, keep going down.
No, go on. What's a normal place to get a mirror from, Jack? Come on.
No, anywhere. No, the circle one, that one. Go down. Keep
this
going.
One.
Yeah, that one there. Right, take everything else off it, put it in the floor, boom. Yeah,
so,
that one there.
So how much are you charging for putting that in the floor, bearing in mind they're £8.94?
Yeah, well, you sort of hide a few pennies because of, you know, you just put it into the overall sale of the house. But the way I was going to do it, because houses are flying up, you know, population increase and whatever the fuck. But, like, you know, when I was working construction and that, these people were coming in all the time and they're getting this extra and that extra for the house and all that fucking bollocks. So I was thinking, oh, you know, that'd be a good time when you're taking them through to the bathroom and be like, yeah, freshly tiled bathroom in here. Shit mirror is optional. And then they go, what's the shit mirror? And then you know, proceed to tell them how good it is and that, you know, they never have to worry about itchy bum holes ever again. And if they've got assist or the application of, you know, hemorrhoid cream is a lot easier with the shit mirror or you know, the crouch and check or the never need a safety wipe again 3000 was my initial pick for the name.
I think the 3000's quite catchy.
Yeah, see? Boom.
No. AIDS is quite catchy. It doesn't mean it's a good thing.
So, I'm just going to throw this out there, right?
Yeah.
I've got an idea that could actually make us money.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, just, right, listen.
Hang on, Joe. So, just before we get off the topic of shit mirrors, chat are very animated about this. I think they're pitching additional ideas to Jack. Somehow this has struck a chord with people. So Derek suggests that bathroom floor mirror, easy clean.
I guess you need,
that's a given. It does need to
comes
be easy
with
clean.
A free bottle of Windex.
Okay.
Nice.
And Alex has said you could replace a bathroom tile with a mirror. Now, he's getting
that.
Changing rooms
that.
On it, isn't he?
I was thinking that as well.
I was thinking as well, like, because you can get mirrors with actual, like, built-in LEDs.
So you really see up there.
You can really see in it.
Your sister Jack has said, crouch and check, you funky bastard.
Right,
I concur.
I don't know if that... Does that mean, you know, that I'm, like, listening to funk while I'm doing it? What, some fucking James Brown or some shit?
Bit of Parliament, I think. Oh, Derek, rear view mirror. That's the best branding
nice.
Yet.
I like that.
Patent that. Fuck Jack.
So, Jack.
Rear view mirror. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's already a thing.
So,
Yeah, but these things can be two things, as you've proved. A mirror can be a shit checker.
Fuck! Yeah, love you, Derek.
So, I'm going to get to what I was going to pitch now, right? So I've got an idea, because obviously times are tough, you know, the pandemic and all. We're all a bit skint, right? So I was thinking, what instead of like an invention, Jack, like you're doing, you know, with the shit mirror 3000
loose
and all that, I was thinking of typing an email to Ann Summers to be lingerie models.
No, I think I'm dealing with the rear view mirror a bit better.
You're interested? You can see this. Right, so hear me out, okay? Hear me out. We could, right, construct a fucking sick email to Ann Summers to send us some lingerie. We wear it, we get paid. People are like, I want to look like that. Not women. Because, you know, they wouldn't
want to look like that.
Well, no, they've already got models that way. But what about men that like lingerie, but they haven't got a girlfriend or a wife that wears it? And they're like, oh, I want some lingerie. And they look to me and Jack, and it's like, fuck, even some women might buy lingerie if me and you wear it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
So this is my thing. Thirst
Trap Jones.
Shut the fuck up. My idea...
Well, I mean, just hang on. Just bear with me one second.
Right. What the fuck are we... Oh, no.
Oh, don't. Oh,
hang on, let me cut his stream.
Yeah, cut stream.
Okay, just... No, you don't need to block it out. I'm not showing any nipples or anything. It's just shoulders. Just shoulders. I'm not doing anything weird.
Whatever it is, it's grotesque. I'm saving...
No, I'm not doing anything weird. I promise. I genuinely promise I would not jeopardize hatred theory over a gag. Right. So, check out this cleavage. Okay. Right.
My finger is well and truly hovered here.
Yeah, no, but it's nothing. It's just cleavage. Girls have their tits out all the time. There we go. Right. Okay. So, look. I'm not even showing nipple, right? But check this. Look, see? Boom, there.
Beautiful. Right, boom. So hear me out, right?
I've never been less erect.
No, so like, dude, see that?
I can see that lingerie. Yep.
That, and it says, for women with small breasts. Doesn't that...
So, we're just going to blank your... Yeah, no, that looks good. We're going to blank your screen so you can put your shirt back on.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Thank you. So
won't be a picture of my bum hole when you said.
I mean, I can see you.
So, what I'm thinking, right, is Dan, can you find an email address for Ann Summers?
No,
we can, you know.
I'm not endorsing this.
Listen, think about no, like, do it for right, Patreon's so... email, mate. Think about the amount of money, right? Can you not see me as the face of Ann Summers right now?
No.
Mate, you're fucking hurt.
Luckily for you, Fionn's like potentially target market.
Dude, I'm thinking of branding it. Dude, we don't do Ann Summers, right?
Right.
We make our own.
Fuck yeah.
And we call it Mad Bummers.
It could work. Listen, it could work. Right. What you don't get is like... Dan, I don't see why you're not on board with this.
Look, Dan's not really usually on board with anything. He was barely on board with hatred theory. He only does it. Don't matter. Suck his dick.
Why did you say don't matter and then revealed the secret?
But listen, right? What if hatred theory gets a sponsor for Ann Summers? That's a fucking big sponsorship.
Well, it's fine. I'll happily... You see, then, where are we? There. There, where my logo is.
Yeah.
We can replace that with Ann Summers. I just don't want to see you two in lingerie.
Why?
Oh, I've got nothing against you two expressing your sexuality, but I don't see it.
I was genuinely thinking about, you know, like applying to do the redress a straight guy for RuPaul's Drag Race. And I was gonna go on RuPaul's Drag Race,
But they said you're not like, straight enough.
Well, no, no. Like,
no, hang on, like, Derek's like, found the email for you.
I didn't.
Sick.
I,
send it. Send so over.
Ann.Summers@getyourcleavageout.com. I think he might. That might be a direct straight into their marketing department.
What, straight into the, that? That's
I don't,
the, that's,
see, that's, the yeah. thing is, I don't see why you don't want to take a risk on this. Imagine fucking it, on the screen. No, Ann Summers.
Hear me
sponsored
out.
Sponsored by Ann Summers.
I'm not.
Have you seen my cleavage?
I'm not interested in taking the risk. Cleavage? Yeah, it was hideous.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I bet you have good fucking cleavage.
Little bitch.
I'm getting.
No, by all means, contact Ann Summers and pitch your idea. I'm just not going to be a part of it.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say this, right?
If it's yeah, but Joe, people, do you know what this means? This, we don't have to cut him in.
Fuck yeah, dude. Right.
Fuck yeah, dude.
50-50?
I mean, you know, he's going to get some of it anyway.
All I say is this, like, I look better in black. So if there's black lingerie, I'll wear that and I'll showboat the shit out of that.
I actually kind of want to do some of like the more lacy stuff, a bit more, you know, a bit more risque.
Nice. So
you
what,
like
we'll,
it, we'll, what I say, risque.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that, right? We'll get the fucking money. We'll make thousands out of us.
Yeah. Aim low.
Thousands, mate.
At least, like, 1500.
Bro, are you joking?
At least a month's wage.
So, it's Jack. Like, forget Dan. Are you on board? Me and you. We'll email Ann Summers if there's enough people.
Wait. Right? Oh, what's the fucking Dragon's Den thing when they go?
Dragon's
do
Den.
Do they say
I'm out.
No. Okay. So he's out.
Okay. Dan's out. That's fair. I thought it was a good idea.
I'm in.
Sick. Nice.
While I stroke my big pile of cash on the table here.
Well, strangely enough,
hear me out.
Chat are on board again.
Fuck yes, dude. Right, so this is what we'll do. We'll get the email.
We have some clever listeners. I think I'm getting a bit of lag here. I'm not sure why.
What we'll do, right, is me and you. We'll put together an email. We'll screenshot it. We'll stick it up on Hatred Theory Social so people know for a fact that we have just sent an email to Ann Summers asking for us to be Ann Summers models.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Yeah. Right.
So, right. Just to catch up on chat, Alex says that Joe could become a stripper and show off his Coke can.
He fucking knows that.
His Coke can.
Fee reckons Joe would be the sexiest plus size model in all of Ann Summers worldwide.
Whoa, fuck off. Plus size model, you bastard.
Yeah, no, but it's plus size. It's only plus size because you know.
Don't fucking do not.
You're bigger, aren't you?
Do not fucking try and save her. That was hurtful and offensive. I'm taking you to court. I'm taking you for everything you fucking got, mate.
That's that 1500 quid blown. Derek's found another email. It's ann@chapsofcracks.com.
You'll have to find a court with, you know, big doors.
For Fionn, right?
Yeah.
And Alex has proposed an investment. He'll give £10,000 for a 55% stake of the business.
Ooh.
£10,000's a lot of money.
Me. Oh, yeah, that means only me and you. What about 40%?
So you want to keep £6,000, like, basically, your business will be worth £10,000, so he'll get £4,000 back of his own investment. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good business for Alex. Yeah. And you pair get £3,000 each. Board. Okay.
So, there's a little question that I'm just going to ask quickly, right? Fuck the business ideas off, right? Because let's get down to the serious business now. Let's say, right, you had a friend who is a billionaire, right? A billionaire.
Is this one of those hypothetical questions that's going to make me cry?
Maybe.
Like, how many 12-year-olds can you beat up? whatever it was.
Fucking,
I don't even get me fucking started.
I literally reckon I could take on 30 down. I've already said this. I reckon I can fuck 30 kids up.
Yeah, that was one of the.
They'll
best.
Get tired. One punch, they're gonna start crying.
Oh, what have I done? Fuck off. Come on, what's your hypothetical?
Right. So your mate's a billionaire. He said to you, like, obviously he's bored. He wants a mate that he can go and do all these spectacular things with. He wants to give you money, but you have to do something first. Would you suck his big toe for $5 million?
Yeah.
See, so would I. I'd try and go all the way down to the fucking
mate,
heel.
Mate,
$5 million.
I would be his personal, like, toenail
bitch.
Clipper, and I'd use my teeth for $1 million.
Do you know what? Yeah, so would I. So would I, mate, for $5 million.
And, you know...
Oh, no, Jack just devalued himself. He's only doing it for $1 million. Fuck the mate. Five, I'll do it for one.
Right now, I'd suck a dude's dick for a tenner. Okay, so...
Time's that tough, huh, buddy?
Hey, chat, hit him up.
Listen, right, the only reason I don't do it is because prostitution is illegal. As soon as it's legalized, I am running a campaign saying legalize prostitution, legalize male gigolos in the UK.
Legalize male gigolos in WEM in particular.
In WEM in particular, because obviously there was that brothel above the Fruitful Deli that got rammed into, didn't it? And when I say brothel, I mean one girl in a bed. So, you know.
It's now Joe's flat.
Yeah, it's yeah. No, dude, she still lives here. She's like...
Hashtag living life.
Alex says, I have 10 Great British Pounds, so I think he'll be around yours in a bit. And Lewis asks, what kind of hypothetical question was that? I'm fucking chomping on shit for a mil.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, exactly,
see?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but, like, the way I see it as well is... In today's age, right, not to get too serious, but, like, in today's age, and I think because, like, you know, have you ever seen that like that African prince guy doing the can you you can give me money,
the George Akutukutugwengo. From Phone Jack, yeah.
Shock joke.
Say yes.
No, but he goes, why don't you put money into my bank account? And I'm like. And he's like, why won't people give me 20 grand for 1 million? And he's just dancing around like that.
Why are you doing King Julian?
Madagascar, mate. It's not far away from Africa. Okay.
I want to call you the New York Pansies.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it's one of those email things. They prey on the people in debt, and like most of the fucking country's in debt.
Shh, stop it. Who's making that noise? Oh, it's me again.
Oh, it's me again. Yeah,
I fucking love that movie.
I was going somewhere with it, but I've completely fucking forgotten what I was talking about. Jack's had a couple beers. Mate, I got my pitch out and people liked it, so... And, like, I'm actually surprised about it.
People like my pitch too.
Yeah, people did like your
pitch. I think it's
too. Yeah, so fuck you, Dan.
Yeah, people actually like us.
Right. Well, actually, do they like us or do they want to use us?
Yeah, I think you've struck on it there.
Well, I mean, it's not using if you get paid. Which means
we're fucking professionals too.
Which also brings me back to, child slavery. Which, you know, I think could be a good boom for this country.
Oh, Jack, I think... Yeah, go on then, get it out of there. if that's what you want to do, go for it, buddy. I'm not going to stop you.
Well, I mean, I touched upon it. I touched upon it last week.
Yeah.
You know, and like, but it, obviously with COVID,
yeah,
it's not really, you know, you can't like mix all these children into different households. So, I mean, we're going to have to wait, even for it to be looked at. You know, if I fucking go down there. You know, I enter the room where all the old men sleep and they fucking, and you know, and they're fucking jabbering on about shit. I walk in like Ali G, right? I walk in like Ali G and I'm like, fuck, we need to, you know, we need to make workhouses a thing again. You know, this will toughen our kids up. ready for World War III. Because I swear to God, right, it's going to be fucking either, you know, that Russian pleb who rides his horse with no fucking top on, or that dickhead, you know, that small fucking squinty-eyed cunt in Korea. What's his fucking name? Kim Jong-un.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I did 23 of me, and I'm like 2% Asian, so fuck you. You can tell by the eyes, look.
No.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's just my eyes. I can't change it.
Hey, Jack, word of advice, mate. Maybe don't drink next time you do the show live, mate.
No, I'm not.
That all
I'm not even like that bad. Even.
No, I'm not even that drunk.
God's sake. Fucking Planet PC over here. This bullshit. Do you know what I thought today as well? This isn't going to get us banned, okay?
I mean, you've already pretty much got there, mate, so just go for it. You may as well.
You know what he didn't think today? Code of conduct.
What's there?
Code of conduct. Fuck the code of conduct.
No, Alex, but... Alex, you need to wind your fucking neck in, son. Stop enabling him.
No, but what I'm saying is, I had a revelation today. I'm gonna come away from you know who's gonna start World War III and all this stuff, and you know,
standard casual racism.
I hope it's not the boxhead people again.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
But, you know, it's tick. It's gonna be. Yeah. No. Look, I want to take it back, and I want to say how annoyed I am at today's society, where I can't even look at someone in Home Bargains and openly laugh at them. Alright? I can't do that.
For their appearance.
Why can't we laugh at people who look funny? Okay? There was a person who looked extremely funny today. Obviously, you know, he's got his problems. And I just... What's wrong with it? I don't get it. It's funny. It makes me laugh. I am sorry, but that's me. I look at your face, and it is funny. All right, you're making me laugh. Inside. And I'm having to bury these feelings down. I'm going to have to swallow my joy. My joy, the things that make it... Your face that you were unfortunately born with makes me fucking laugh.
So, we made it to season 2, episode 2, before we got cancelled because of some fucking prick.
Look, there's people that are going to really get behind me on this one.
Yeah, bigots.
We're not bigots. I'm not a bigot.
You're a prick. Is what you
No,
are.
No, but what I'm saying is, look, oh man, like, you know what? Right, I'm going to be truthful here.
Oh, fuck.
God help us.
Jesus Christ.
Look. I have a checkered past. Actually, do you know what? I'm not going to go into that because it's just reminded me of a thing. Yeah. Thanks, guys, for giving me the heads up on that one. But I am going to tell a little story before we move on to our next segment, which is listener hates, isn't it?
Viewer hates.
I forgot to ask.
Viewer hates.
Think about it and chat.
Do you want to call out for a viewer hates before I do it?
Yeah.
Depends if people are still watching.
There's still people watching somewhere.
Fucking hell. That's a miracle.
If anyone's got anything that they hate.
It's only because somebody is speaking the fucking truth. In this bitch.
Maybe it's because someone's a little bit fucking drunk and doesn't have a filter.
I don't have a filter.
Doesn't have a filter sober. So we're fucked.
When you're sober, you have a bit more control over yourself. When you've had a couple, you're like, right. Police are outside. They're fucking coming for you, mate. I can just see them now.
Fucking hell.
They've just gone by.
Sun must be really
breaking
bright.
News from Wem.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how many fucking sirens go past this place, man. Anyway, Jack, do you want to carry on with your story while we're getting a viewer hating?
Look, I have a black mate, right, called Ben Rigstins. All right, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
wait, we Jack. Used to...
Yeah.
Is this a story you've already fucking told me?
No.
Okay.
It's not the chicken one. When he okay. tried eating my chicken, and I said for him to stay away from it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but it was... Look, Dan, stop doing that thing where you're like, okay, this is the end of hatred theory. No, but no, I'm just not giving... Yeah, it's fine. He called it racial banter, right? He would always uh-huh. call me white boy.
Uh-huh.
So, you know...
But that's...
What's wrong with me doing the same thing the other way around? I'm not going to say it because... Yeah. But I'd say it to him, fuck me. You know. Anyway, don't matter. I realized how poor I was the other day. When I was a... No,
fucking show is like roundabouts and roundabouts, bro. I don't know which direction we're fucking going in anymore.
Look. Okay. I'm going to finish on this, right?
Yeah.
So I realized, but as I was telling the story, so we were sitting at the tea table and I was like, just, yeah, whatever. And I was like, oh, you know, when I used to be hungry, when I was a small kid, like I used to like, if I wanted a treat, like I wouldn't have any change. I wouldn't have any money. And like, you know, so I'd run upstairs and for a treat, I'd roll up some toilet roll, right? I'd put it under the tap, and I'd put a bit of toothpaste on it, rub in the toothpaste, and I'd chew it.
That's not a treat.
Oh my god! It was really nice. It's practically fucking chewing gum.
Did you swallow it?
I mean, sometimes, maybe. I mean, you can't help but swallow a little bit of it. You know?
I'm clipping that.
Oh, that just... Oh, yeah, excellent. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, shall we move on?
Yeah.
You're like all kinds of levels of fucked up, mate. What the fuck?
What's wrong with that?
What, rolling up toilet paper, putting toothpaste on it and eating it?
Well, technically, it's just paper, isn't it? So, that's not weird.
No, but it is fucking weird, mate. People don't do that.
Listen, I bet there is at least one other person that has done it in their lifetime. I fucking guarantee it. I mean, obviously... You know, I may have been the first person to do a lot of things.
And the other ones are your siblings?
No, no, they're perfect and great in every way. I got told off for what I said about them last time.
So, have we got any viewer hates then, Dan?
We do.
Fucking hell, surprising.
Derek's hating on my hovering finger. He said, hashtag don't deny the flesh.
Yes! Thank you.
Except there's a Thank code you. Of conduct, so I have to. I'm sorry, Derek.
Ah, right, yeah.
That's the only reason. Jack kind of forgets.
Is it no nipples?
No nips.
Yeah, well, I didn't show them.
Well, yeah, because I turned your camera off.
Yeah, but you turned it back on, didn't you?
I turned it off again when you were at risk of showing them again.
Ah, right, okay.
Let's all
you're
just
good,
agree
you're
I'm a good
you're
producer.
You're fucking hair trigger, mate. You're fucking hair trigger.
Richard Pugh says he hates salad.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I really like salad on a hot day.
I like salad.
Really?
Pretty.
I hate that we didn't have a viewer hate song.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it. It's yeah, over. It's
you know.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll do it next time.
Should we
if
move
there
on?
Is a next time. Yeah.
I bet can the viewers hear that?
Yeah.
They can also hear you go, can the viewers hear that? Can the viewers hear that? When we're back at the studio, you'll be able to hear audio cues.
Alright. See, this is what fucking COVID's done. It's ruined everything.
Hey, but you can go to the pub again now.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that.
Yeah, well, in all fairness, we should pretty much make that dickhead of the week.
Going to the pub?
No, people that lined up at 6 o'clock in the morning just to get a fucking pint.
Are you joking?
I saw it.
Legit. Some people camped overnight.
Fuck's sake.
Legit camped overnight just to get so they can go to a beer garden.
Just to admit they've got a problem.
All I say is this. If that's what your life comes to, fucking get a grip. Straight up. Because that is fucking ridiculous.
Destroy your liver. Trust me.
Yeah.
We do have...
Hey, I only drink when we're recording, okay?
Yeah, we know. We might have to stop that.
No.
No, I'm still going to do it.
No, I'm still going to do it.
We had a late entry for Listener Hates, which I guess could also form the dickhead of the week, and that Alex James is... he hates that the pubs aren't open in Wales, so I guess he could make a claim for Mark Drakeford, the First Minister for Wales, being the dickhead of the week. He's also
he's asked, a bit of a dickhead, isn't he?
Bring the beers this weekend, Joe. Are you crossing the border? Is that legal?
Shh.
I think like
it is legal now.
The pubs in Wales are shit anyway. They are. I lived there. They're shit here as well. Pubs in general are fucking shit. They smell of piss.
They do.
They smell of piss, and they smoke. Taste like piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. And there's always some dickhead walking around with, like, fucking... a skinhead walking around thinking he's fucking solid.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't be dealing with that shit.
That'll be you after your haircut.
Did you watch... Did you watch the guy with the 1-inch punch? What?
I wondered where we were going there.
Yeah.
Did you watch the guy with the 1-inch penis? When they did that show about Joe.
But like, you know.
What the fuck?
No,
what
no.
The
it,
fuck?
Like, he was Asian, but I'm not sure about his penis. Alright. But he did the one inch punch, and he was like, he did it on a slab of concrete, and he was like, pah! And then I watched it like 100 times to find out if it was fucking. He just seemed like that dickhead who walks around the pub, you know, like fucking.
You know, like Nick Mix.
Yeah, Nick Mix. Yeah. What that?
Yeah, daddy. Yeah, get it, man.
At Nick Mix, come at us, bro. Get in our chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking come. Fat neck cunt.
Come on the show.
Oh mate, if he did, nah, I couldn't do that. Couldn't have someone with that sort of energy on here. Nah.
couldn't do any charisma on this show.
What are you trying to fucking say there, bro?
What's that say about you, Daniel, eh?
I'm the producer.
I'm the editor producer. Hey, there is enough charisma on this show to fucking last a lifetime. I think, probably.
Unfortunately, anyway. The show ain't going to last a lifetime because we're cancelled.
And... I'm going to end on one thing that's going to be very controversial. I like Twilight.
Get a grip. Get a fucking grip. What's wrong with you? They fucking sparkle, mate.
I think it's pretty good.
You're fucking weird.
You were about to say the other
thing. I was, yeah.
Can't say that on Twitch.
Yeah, mate, I can't say that on Twitch, but... fucking fuzzy bollocks over here can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Fuzzy bollocks said whatever he wants. He can't say whatever he wants.
Fair enough, Jack.
Oh, but look, I didn't say anything wrong, did I?
Yes, you did. Yeah, you
no,
did.
No, I did not.
You in the code of conduct, yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
Chat, if anyone clipped where he said, then let us know and we can play it back to him.
You did a little bit. And there's another thing that you're breaking the code of conduct with, which is liking fucking Twilight, mate. What's wrong with you?
Listen. There is nothing wrong with life.
Everything is wrong with
Twilight.
It.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
I don't see an issue with it.
Try and sell it to me, mate. Try and sell it to me.
Well, I mean, I've already sold you something today, but all right, whatever.
Ketamine.
Okay. So.
Go on. Give it to us.
All right. The acting.
Gay.
Nope.
Pretty good.
Can't say it. Fuck.
The
as well.
Oh, see, now I know how you feel when I do it.
So sort your shit out.
It's not a good feeling, is it?
Sort of shit out, mate. Sort your shit out. You're worse. Right, sorry. Say that again to me. I'll change the name. I'll change the word.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't change history.
Doesn't change the fact that we're like...
Don't care. Don't care, mate, now. I don't care. It's happened.
Yeah. Right. So, the acting is pretty good.
It's awful.
It's pretty good.
It's a girl that does this all the time.
Well, no, she's not doing that. She's like, she's doing this. Watch, 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 watch.
Mate, it's shit. It's so shit. What fucking vampires sparkle in the sunlight, bro?
See that?
What, when he smells her in the fan?
No, it's when, like, yeah, and he's like...
Joe, how much have you watched of this, mate? You know a lot of the plot.
I watched the whole first film, mate.
No, and he does the whole, you know...
Jack.
The Rock.
It's shit, mate.
Look, it's pretty good, right? It's got a decent story in it. I mean, you know, you gotta love a good love story, right? You know when they can't have each other because one's a vampire that sparkles in the sun. You know, it's
sparkles in the sun.
Yeah, it makes vampires more appealable to young people. Okay. Rather than them bursting up into flames,
which is fucking awesome,
but they die. Let's just keep them alive and make them
vampires. So it allows young people to aspire to be vampires. Is this what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Is that a good thing,
mate?
Yeah.
How many of the films did you watch? How many of the films?
All of them.
Fuck.
And the last one's the best.
Mate, you're actually making me cringe.
It's good.
All right, I'm hitting the music. Phase out.
Yeah, phase out, dude. Phase out.
Twilight's pretty good.
No, it's not. It's awful.
It is.
It's awful.
You can go fucking.
It's so shit. I actually can't believe what I just heard. I literally can't believe it. I feel like we may have to have a huge discussion.
I knew that would get you going.
Yeah. That fucking got me.
Yeah.